In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Truly, the gospel is just a pearl beyond all price. We read these stories over and over again, and yet every time that we read them, there's something that happens to our soul that wasn't there before. Something that changes a little bit of our pride, a little bit of our passion is passed away, and we are better. That's why you have to read the Gospels every day. Absolutely. And you have to know the Gospels well. You have to be as familiar with them as anything else that you would know in life, more familiar. This story about the woman who has a daughter who has a demon is very familiar to us. Very simple, and really, its message to us is simple, even though it is simple. It is profound. What's our biggest problem? Really, it's ourselves, isn't it? It's not what people do to us. It's not our economic standing. It's not troubles with our boss. It's not troubles with family. It's us. We have the problem. And why do we have this problem? Because we're proud. Because we feel entitled. Because we don't like people to mess with us. Because somehow we have two sets of rules, a double standard. There's one rule for other people, and there's one rule for ourselves. Now, the really Christian people have less of a double standard, but it's a rare person who doesn't have a double standard and is merciful with themselves, but not so merciful with others. This woman just squashes all of that. Makes it obvious how foolish we are to consider ourselves entitled or better than anyone else or more deserving than anyone else or angry when it takes longer to get phone help than we think it should. Or when someone's rude to us in a store. Or when someone cuts us off in traffic. Or gives an obscene symbol to us because they think we're not going fast enough. Or whatever it is. And we deserve to die. But the Lord has given us life. We should have a profound sense of humility because of this. And this profound sense of humility is seen in this woman. Because the Lord insulted her in a very, very coarse way. When he called her basically a dog, that was a huge insult. And it still is in that part of the world to call someone a dog. But she identified with that. Because really, if we're honest with ourselves, we're all like dogs. Of course, I think dogs are better than people, so maybe we should come up with another animal. But we're all full of passion and self-centeredness and thinking of ourselves first and feeling entitled and returning evil for evil. Perhaps we've progressed in the spiritual life and we don't return evil for evil outwardly, but which one of us doesn't feel angry when something happens that sort of rocks our world a little bit? This book that we're reading in our little book club has a wonderful story of a person who was testing obedience. And it was a stupid test. He wasn't right to do it. But his idea of testing obedience would be to tell a monk to do something, and even if it was outlandish, as long as it wasn't, you know, grossly immoral, he didn't do anything like that, but something outlandish, would they be obedient? And so one of his tests was to go to some plaza and tell this monk, who was obedient to him, go over there and see that monk walking there? Just walk up to him and pop him. And so he did. And the monk fell to the ground and scrambled up and made a prostration and said, "Forgive me." Now, which one of us would do that? Which one of us would immediately say, "Forgive me," thinking that we must have done something wrong? I would have gotten up with my fist clenched. I think I'm old enough now, I wouldn't have hit him. But I certainly would have, if looks could kill, I would have killed him, right? With my looks. And yet, this monk just said, "Forgive me." That's like this Greek woman. See, he read the gospel, and he didn't just read it and hear it in church. He became it. That's what we got to do. That's why you got to read these stories, which are so simple, over and over again. I mean, it's really simple. Be humble about everything. Don't feel entitled. When you're insulted, bless. When you're wronged, forgive. It's all real simple stuff. But for some reason, we don't get it done right very often. That's why we need to read these stories over and over again and bring them to our heart. There's another thing about this woman that really puts us to shame. This woman was not of the household of faith. She was a pagan. Now, she might have been a pagan like Cornelius was a pagan, in that ostensibly he was not a Jew, but he loved the Jews, and he had Jewish books, and he really believed as a Jew, but he was a soldier, so he couldn't officially be a Jew. Maybe she was that kind of believer. But she was certainly not a Jew, and certainly considered to be unclean. But there was great faith, great love in her heart for Christ. I think it's clear that this woman found her way into the household of faith. We don't even know her name. God knows her name. The saints know her name. We have to have better faith. It's really terrible how little our faith is. You know, our society has a conservative element of Christians that is trying to sort of change the world, thinking we can stop abortion and we can stop gay marriage and all the rest. And I think that they're just missing the boat. Because what they don't understand is the reason there's abortion and gay marriage is because Christians haven't been Christian. And we have a moral vacuum which has been filled by evil. Now, we should pray that abortion would end. We should pray for those who are addicted to sexual addictions. Absolutely. But to have this idea that somehow we shall overcome, and because we're going to pray and we're going to have rallies and we're going to have organizations, that this stuff is going to go away. The reason it's here is because Christians were not Christian. And our society doesn't have anyone to guide it right now. I don't mean one person. I mean, as a whole, we don't have a direction as a society. It's our fault why this is happening. But there are people like this Greek Syrophoenician woman who have faith. And they put our faith to shame. Now, if we act like your average American, we don't like to have our faith put to shame. And so, you know, it doesn't really make much difference to us. And maybe we don't even identify ourselves with her and with being a dog. And that's a common sort of Western world affliction. Nobody thinks anything is really wrong with them. Well, they might think they have a psychological problem or some problem from their childhood or they're oppressed or something like that. But they don't think internally that they're not a good guy. They don't think that. A Christian knows that. But the wonderful thing is, even though we're not good guys, God is going to help us to be good. Now, that knowledge should just propel us like an eagle and should make us just show the gospel at every breath. But we got to get rid of the entitlement, feeling we're something. We're nothing without Christ. We might theologically believe that because it's absolutely true, but in the way we live, we don't show it. So that's why this woman, this Syrophoenician woman, this saint, teaches us something. Don't think we're all that. Beg the Lord for help, and He'll help us. But not if we feel entitled. Find any way you can to humble yourself. Our society really enables people to avoid humbling themselves. That's a bad thing for us. So we as Christians have to be aggressive and find ways to humble ourselves quietly so that we can knock this entitlement out of us. And if we knock it out of us, then God hears our prayers. That's the whole point. May God help us to have faith, which is humility, which is honesty about who we are. And I think with faith must be courage, because you got to have the guts to look at yourself and say, I'm not a good guy. And if you have the courage to do that, which is very much contrary to what our society tells us to do, then God will fill you. And beyond all expectation, you will have things happen. This woman had her daughter healed. And so can we be healed if we just get rid of the entitlement. May God help us to be more humble. Amen. I